Yeah, good. Thanks, Andrew. Really good.
A lot of things have happened over the last year. We haven't spoken for a few months. Before we even talk about Cup Day in Melbourne, dash your meeting, how things been going for your club over the last few months?
Oh, look, it was a little bit tough through winter. Although we did have crowds, we sort of dodged a bullet with a few of our meetings where we could actually have crowds down this southern end of New South Wales. So we got through winter all right, and then we raced today, which was a good race day, 7 race TAB card, and then, in Melbourne Cup Day. So, no, we've been going pretty good here at the club. Big outdoor area, so plenty of room to move around.
Now, there's a couple of very interesting dates to come, and Victorians can leave Victoria to New South Wales Monday. And in fact, a few of the race clubs up at the border are keen to see what happens because Victorians can essentially go to places like Echuca and Wodonga, Cobram, but they can't cross over the border if it's being policed until Monday. I'm not sure what that means in terms of accommodation houses and so on. Just away from racing, are you aware of that date change come Monday? You race on Tuesday, but I'm just intrigued. A lot of Victorians will be heading to the Sapphire Coast. Technically, they can't get to you until Monday.
No, that's exactly right. And I'm not sure whether that kicks in, what time on Monday that kicks in, whether it was 6 o'clock Monday night or, and again, I'm not fully around. The rules are changing that quick. And if you've got to keep up with the rules from Victoria and the rules from New South Wales, it can get a little bit tricky. But I've fielded a lot of calls from Victorians, so they are keen to come to the races. So I don't know whether they're going to potentially get to the Victorian border at 5 to 6 and then cross over at 5 past. I'm not sure how it all works, but that theoretically, if that's the timeline, that could be the way to go and get to their accommodation Monday night and come out to the races here on Tuesday. So,
well, you're on Tuesday, which is perfect for you. Not that you have planned that to be that way. This, you've had this date for a few years, so when it was organised, it wasn't a case of waiting for different borders to reopen open. But it is a bonus for you because, as I say, for example, on Melbourne Cup Day, sadly, all of our races have been cancelled except two because non-tabs with no TV coverage, no one allowed on track, there's not much point. Likewise, the picnic meeting at Mansfield. So we only have Echuca and we only have Flemington. Echuca don't have anyone on track. But we have a situation where Victorians could actually cross over to New South Wales, drive to the Sapphire Coast and go to your race club on Tuesday, enjoy a day of racing. So that's probably why you're getting inquiries.
Yeah, well, it could well be. And I know a lot of people do frequent up when they're allowed to move around that, even at Mallacoota, just over the border in Victoria and towns like that, where they can sort of be based down there and then cross the border come Tuesday and come to the races and then potentially spend some time in here at Marimbula or Tarsa or one of our coastal towns and have a day at the races, yeah, which they'd be missing a lot of people, I'm sure.
So how are you faring? I mean, the onus of checking for vaccinations and so on, certificates and check-ins and that, is that something you've already gotten used to?
Yep, we have. Look, we've been on board with the QR code check-in for a long time now, so we're all around that. We have security at the front gate. We've got some sort of tables lined up where people single file through and the regulars know what's going on now. They just QR code in. Now with the Service New South Wales app also showing your vaccination certificate, it's quite streamlined. You just hold your camera over the QR code, your digital vaccination certificate comes straight up and your COVID check-in, so it's fairly streamlined.
Turned anyone away? I mean, I'd be shocked if there aren't situations in any business or that it hasn't happened, but have you had to turn people away and say, sorry, you can't come in? Or
no, look, I think it's pretty well publicised now. If you've got a QR code, if you get onto one of our buses that we run out here from the towns of Marimbula, Tarsa or Bega, they're forewarned when they get on the bus that you must have your digital vaccination certificate. I think people are pretty well all around it. So, no, we turned away nobody at this meeting. Everyone that come was double vaccinated, and they knew that prior. And I think with the vaccination rates being up that high too, there's just a limited pool of people that aren't vaccinated, probably, possibly aren't race goers anyway. So I don't expect we'll be running into any problems on Melbourne Cup Day, that side of things, because it's just so well publicised that that's the way it is. at the moment, you know.
We're chatting to Rob Tweedy. We chat to Rob from time to time, the very busy Sapphire Coast Turf Club, where no doubt there'll be Victorians aplenty that have already been there or will be there in the coming days, and they can go to the races. Cup Day in New South Wales is a very busy day, of course, in Victoria. We're still waiting for to kick in. Of course, we'll have crowds a few days later, but not for Cup Day as we celebrate. So it's such a different Cup Day, as I mentioned, with all those meetings cancelled. Normally, race clubs struggle to find riders in some cases. There are so many meetings to share the jockeys around, so many nominations. It's the other difference for you, of course, is I think you're so busy in New South Wales, you can only have 8 runners maximum in a field. Is that right?
Yeah, look, on these non-tab race days, you can only have 8 runners. They limit the fields to 8 at a non-tab, and then they boost them up to, obviously, on our big track here, we can start 16 at most of our starts on a general tab meeting. But, limited down to 8 runners on the non-tabs.
And when do you race? So this is a non-tab. Is it the only non-tab you do all year, or...?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's the only non-tab we do. All our other meetings are Sky One, apart from one meeting we hold mid-January on a Saturday, which is a Sky 2 meeting with a bit less prize money. But now the prize money's up for pretty well all the meetings. So, yeah, we'll run 11 Sky 1 meetings, which are all the $24,000 a race. And we'll also got the feature showcase cup meeting in the last weekend of January. So that's the two-day carnival where we race for just over $500,000 over the 2 days. We've now got the Beaker Cup up to $80,000. That's the open mile. So we're getting some quite good prize money injected in with these showcase meetings. And yeah, big day. That's our feature day. That's our showcase day where we really want to draw Victorians and people from over in the Riverina to come across to the Sapphire Coast at the end of January, because it's a great time of year to be here. School holidays just finished that weekend, so you don't have to worry about accommodation. There's plenty available. And yeah, the crowds are boosting each year for that. It's been a real success for the club.
So Melburnians can leave the city here and go across to New South Wales on Monday onwards. Sydney people, can they come to your club on Cup Day? Or?
Yeah, they can, as long as they're not in an LGA of concern. So
right.
I've just got to get an update on that. Those LGAs, and I'm not sure how they're sort of running at the moment, because I'm just getting emails daily from Racing New South Wales and the government and trying to decipher everything. But basically, it's a case of doing a hell of a lot of homework on Monday and having your facts and figures, you know, all your ducks lined up, and then you deal with it on race day. Because if you go and pre-plan a week or two in advance, you'll the goalposts get moved. So it's been tricky times for everybody. I'd say I've been here 9 years now, and this last sort of 18 months has been the toughest of all, just the logistics of sort of organising meetings with COVID-19. But I think we're heading in the right direction now. We could be coming out the other side, hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be good when everything aligns. So you got the quirky situation. Quirky is probably not the right word, but LGAs of concern are high case areas. So we might have a situation where, you know, here in Victoria, we've got thousands of cases daily. But so anyone can come from anywhere in Victoria, in Melbourne, any area, any postcode, they're okay. Ironically, though, some parts of Sydney can't come to your track. And second part of the question, how quickly does that change? I mean, what if someone leaves a Sydney metro area and then suddenly it becomes an LGA of concern, which I doubt will happen. It seems as though it's more now easing of COVID LGAs than adding to them. But surely it wouldn't be a case where someone comes to Sapphire Coast and then are told they can't come in because there's been a change in the hours before, or?
Well, look, that's a distinct possibility. But like I said, that's something I've got to get my head around on Monday when I line up the final paperwork and the final all the emails that have come through, and just decipher them all and make those decisions on the day. But I think in an extreme circumstance, 99% of people are pretty understanding anyway. So it's sort of, you just deal with it as it gets thrown at you. But like I said, I think we're coming out the other side. So we'll chug away for the next couple of meetings, and then hopefully we'll be back to full steam ahead for the Beaker Cup weekend.
And are you pretty close to a lot of businesses there? Are you hearing words that motels and accommodation places are booked out for many weeks to come?
Oh, look, especially over the Christmas break from Boxing Day onwards, I'm hearing that everywhere is booking up pretty quick. But in the lead up to Christmas, we generally only just get a steady influx of tourists. So it's really Boxing Day where it really heats up. We do race here, a full tab meeting the day after Boxing Day, so that'll be a pretty big meeting. But prior to that, you can get in, you know, if you want to have an early sort of break away from Victoria, you generally can get in.
Well, that might be good advice for our listeners, of course, because we're being told in the coming weeks that everywhere is going to be very busy, people just leaving Melbourne to go where they can, but maybe that might not be too bad an idea to duck across the border and head to Sapphire Coast to those beautiful locations and enjoy your race club, enjoy the scenery and the golf and the dining places. Good luck with your Cup Day meeting, and we'll speak again before the year's out, Rob. Thanks for taking the call.
No worries, Andrew. Thanks for having me on again. Cheers, mate.